Nes kosa. Pandemii kam al.
This gentleman, he owns the Chaucer property.
Yes, I know.
He mentioned that he met you way back in 1966 in Tufton's book on.
Yes. If you go somewhere, you must know, first of all, why you have gone there. That is the first question. If you go to a store, the first business is that you have gone to purchase some particular thing from the store. That is understood. Similarly, why one should go to a spiritual one? What is the purpose? Answer any one of these.
One is, when one is confused and frustrated by this material existence, he wants to find an answer to his problem. So there are different authorities in the world offering solutions. But one has to find the actual authority.
That is the purpose. Tasmat gurum prabhadveta jigyasu sri uttama. One has to go to guru when one is inquisitive. Jigyasu means we want to know so many things. That is our nature. Child also wants to know. He asks his parents, what is this father, what is this mother? That inquisitiveness is there in everyone. So, when one wants to know about the Supreme, then he is perjured. Or spiritual. It is not a fashion that everyone keeps a guru. Let me also have a guru. Not like that. Sadvijnana, tamsa guru meva avyaset. You have to understand the transcendental science. One has to go to guru. Jigyasu sayavutta. Atta, just like generally, naturally, one goes to temple, church, four classes from there. One is needy, for God give us our daily bread. One thinks, actually that is a fact, God gives us bread. So, traditionally, we are trained us. So we go to God, give us our daily bread. Similarly, one who wants to know, what is God? That in our society, the Krishna consciousness, they see that these boys, young boys, they have given up everything, they are after Krishna. What is this Krishna? That is intelligence. Why they are after this Krishna? explain that. He has to go to the past Guru. In this way, there are many circumstances. But the real purpose is to know the Supreme, one who is inquisitive or anxious to know about the Supreme. Then there is necessity of Guru. Otherwise, what is the use of it? One who is not inquisitive to understand the Supreme, he has no business for Guru. But everyone has necessity to understand the Supreme. That is human life. A dog cannot inquire, what is God? He says, because he is dog. But a man can do that. He has got that developed intelligence. So if a man does not inquire about the Supreme Truth, he is no better than a dog. If one does not seek after a spiritual master, he is a dog. He is in the standard of dog. Because that inquiry is a particular business of human beings. To inquire of the Supreme. If he does not inquire, that is still he is on the platform of dog. That's how you have understood it or not. So, any human being with developed intelligence must go to a spiritual master. If he does not go, then he is still in the animal class. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet means he must. If he does not, then he is an animal class.
Srila Prabhupada, so if one is looking for a guru, but there are many people, they are proclaiming themselves guru and they are speaking Supreme, God, how may one tell the actual guru?
That is, if you want to purchase something, you must know where to purchase. Otherwise, you may be cheated. You generally, you ask your friend that I want to purchase some diamond. So can you give me some reliable address where I can go and purchase? Generally people do that. So you have to do that. If you want to purchase, you must know the preliminary understanding where diamond can be purchased. And if you are not aware of it, you may be cheating. That preliminary knowledge you must have. That means, best thing is, those who are dealing with diamond, you go there. Just like if anyone is inquisitive to understand God, the best thing is, those who are dealing with God only, they have no other business. Then you go there. That is the intelligence. Why should you go to a cheater? This Krishna consciousness movement is especially distributing knowledge about God. So why do they not come here and then go ahead. First thing is, unless one is inquisitive to understand God or Absolute Truth, he has no necessity of it. But if he is actually serious, then he must go to person where the dealing is only God. That's all. Just like ordinarily, if anyone wants to purchase some share of company, he goes to the share market and he sees the price of different share and he selects. If everything requires little intelligence, then it is all right. Otherwise, you may be cheated. Whatever business you do, you must do it intelligently. But if you are foolishly doing something, you may be cheated. Why we are opening so many centers all over the world? We are giving opportunity people to come and understand about God. Why do they not come here? Then he can make his judgment that here is the genuine party. And if one accepts some cheap God, that means he has no understanding about God. He's a rascal. If I say I'm God, and somebody accepts me as God, then he's a fool. They do not know what is meaning of God. If one wants God, he must know at least what is meant by God. Every scripture, just like in Bible, it is said, God has created, you see. So if you come to me and accept me as God, for example, to test whether I have created another universe like this, why you accept a cheap God? He hasn't done anything. Simply he is bluff and he says that I am God. So why do you accept such God? Why should we accept a cheap God? Everything requires intelligence. If you are not intelligent, then every transaction you may be cheated. Everyone has heard God is great. So great means there should be nobody equal to him and nobody greater than him. That is greatness. To test that man whether he has no competitor, another God. Nowadays there are so many gods. So God is great, why there is another competitor? This is intelligence. Whatever you are talking, you should understand. Then bring another question. Don't puzzle. One question decides. Don't make it hymnical dictionary. First of all, decide one question. Clearly.
So the bona fide guru does not claim to be God, but he gives knowledge of God. and he only deals with God.
That is what I've heard.
A very common occurrence in the Western countries, they say that anyone can be guru. In fact, one Westerner who went to India and came back, he's very popular in the United States today. He says that everyone is guru and everyone is God.
And people have said it.
What do I say?
Now you said this part. Discuss this part.
The Bhagavad Gita.
The pastor already discussed this part. Everyone is God and everyone is Guru.
Only if one hears from the right authority can one be sure. Has to be.
The premise of the Vedas is that there's a creator of everything. There's a creator of everything, Janmajatataha, origin of everything. The premise of these so-called spiritual masters.
This is the common sense. If everyone is God, then what is the necessity of finding out the Guru? Guru means who explains about God. Everyone is God. There is no use of explanation. There is no need of Guru.
How can God be controlled by his own energy?
There are so many things. Foolish men can accept that. Everyone is God. Everyone is Guru. That is foolish man's proposition and accepted by Jesus.
In fact, you got his magazine because I'm towards the new teacher to go to the show, which is a special class at Apple. I'm going to show you that he is for that is so.
To accept the spiritual master must mean that one is an ignorant and one is enlightened.
But ignorance, there is no need of Guru. And ignorance cannot inquire of God. Intelligent man can inquire of God. From school.
Ready for that? Okay. From Tamil.
You know him?
No.
Yes, I'm really. Once you said to the brothers, if you are God, what will you do when I kick on your face? Because if God is creating the sun, such a great planet in the sky, thousands of tons of energy. So if they are the source of the sun, but what can they do if I kick in their face? Nothing. So how is that God? Krishna, when someone was Pantandraka, he was saying he was God. He said, all right, hold my chakra. And he took off his head. So to these false gods, you can say, what will you do? He kicks you in the face. You're not save yourself.
That is the Papa too.
Thank you.
philosophy also held by a lot of people. God can be understood directly from the king, but there's no guru or spiritual master is necessary. That if I desire to approach God, then all powers can get instructed from within to feel like this. Therefore, they dispute darkly. So we understand God in a different way from the king or spiritual master. Yet, when we approach them, one man will say he has God within his heart, he understands God in this way. Another man is receiving instruction from God from within the heart, yet he's saying another way.
Well,
yet they continue to claim like that. So.
And when God teaches Arjuna, his realization from within could be the same as Krishna is teaching to Arjuna. Should be confirmed by Shastra. He was saying that these people say God is instructing you from within, but they all have different philosophies.
But he is a rascal, and who accepts him is a rascal. How do you claim that God is speaking to him? How do you accept it? How do you accept that God is speaking to him?
Well, I don't accept it.
But you are advocating.
He would say that he has turned his head.
He would say, but you must know that he is a talking police. How then can talk with him? What is the condition? That's what you have to read books. No. God talks to his home. There is Sesam, Sutututanam, Bhagatana, Prisibhuta. Those who have already become devotee of God and engaged in His service, He talks with Him. Not He is a third class fool. He doesn't talk with Him. It is clearly stated, Sesam, Sutututan, one who is 24 hours engaged in the service of God. With love and faith, God talks with him. That is clearly stated. How do you understand that God is talking with him? A rascal fool who has no business with God? God talks with devotees. Very sincere devotee who is already engaged in God's service. He talks with him.
But then he might say, but I love God.
He might say that Janagar, the standard is this. He may say he's a rascal, he can say so many nonsense. That is not the standard. He says that God is talking with me. I have to see whether he is a candidate with whom God can talk. See? Formula is Sisham Satadhisthanang Bhagatana Pivu. One who is 24 hours and days in my service with love and faith. God talks with him. So first of all, see whether he is 24 hours and days in God's service with love and faith. Then you can understand, yes, God is talking. And he has no preliminary qualification if he says, I can talk with God, it is a nonsense. That means because you are nonsense, you are talking about him, then God talks with you. You do not know with whom God talks. But you are nonsense, God. You accept him. You may be talking with God. How you can talk? That means you are also nonsense. You do not know with whom God talks. But you accept such proposition. Some storekeeper says, that I have passed NALLD. And I have to accept that. You must know with whom God talks. That means you are nonsense, you are accepting. Nonsense. And the person who is constantly engaged in God's service unless it's trained up by spiritual master. How can he engage? So, without spiritual master, one cannot be engaged in devotional service, and without devotional service, nobody is eligible to talk with God. So, that nonsense talking, that without spiritual master, God talking, and he has become perfect. This is all nonsense, or no belief, he is also not. He does not know that. To raise such question means nonsense. You do not know with whom God talks. Therefore you have brought this. Otherwise you have picked immediately. It is impossible. What do you think?
I understand
what you're saying. And why do you raise this question? Argument, why do you bring such nonsense argument, waste time? Don't waste time. You are ignorant, you are accepting. Don't remain ignorant. This is common sense. Is it so easy that one can talk with God? If some common man says, just now I went to Mr. Ford and talked with him, and I have come from that one. So any gentleman will believe that? These are our things. Sufficiency that we believe such. When not properly trained up. Simply waste time. That's not this. He may talk nonsense. Why? I shall accept nonsense. Same example, if somebody comes, now they are coming from, stopping with Mr. Ford, the president, or is it to believe? He is a common man, how you can talk to President Ford? If I believe, then I am also nonsense. What is that?
You don't have a friend here, you have to go to somebody.
They have to bring a fan from somewhere.
Let me bring, you can bring some soft cloth. Well, this is, I bring some soft cloth. For don't indulge such nonsense person. You must personally understand that is knowledge. If you are reading Bhagavad Gita, how you can accept nonsense? He says, I can talk with Krishna without spiritual master. But he has that proposition. So why you should accept such absurd proposition unless you are also another absurd? If you knew that it is not possible, you would have don't talk it. Don't understand. But you also do not know with whom God talks. Clearly stated, Tesham Sarvayuktam, Tesham Patham. Why don't you read all these books? With whom God talks? Why did you not?
I'm familiar with that verse.
I'm
familiar with those verses.
Then? Why did you not say? So, God talks to such and such person, but you are not such. Why are you talking nonsense? That means you are cheating? But you cannot cheat me, I know. So you must know. You must know with whom God talks.
So, Baba, does this mean that we should not speak with those who ask such questions?
But you must know how to answer it. I can understand very good. Why there are so many books? You do not read it, you do not know how to answer. That means you do not read. If you knew that God does not speak with rascals or anyone ordinary, then you would have immediately replied, God does not speak to you, so speak to you. It is not possible. It requires qualification. Why should you believe it? And what's your time?
So many dirty things. Basically, all of these revolve around the bodily concept of life. I think I'm this body. Therefore, we're desiring honor. We don't like to be dishonored. And looking for so many gains, we don't like to lose something. There are so many dualities that exist. Respect and disrespect, honor and dishonor. So, we become purified, free from the bodily concept of life by chanting. And naturally, honor and dishonor, they're not very important. They're only in relationship to the body.
Yeah. Now, how do you whether you're satisfied with this answer? If not, say, in this way, discuss. Are you satisfied with his answer? The silence?
Sri Prabhupada, he says that the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study for Srimad Bhagavatam.
Get it. What does it?
Srimad Bhagavatam is the postgraduate study.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Postgraduate study.
We're very attracted to reading Chaitanya Charitamrita now, but we haven't finished Srimad Bhagavatam yet, or should we wait till we have studied Srimad Bhagavatam thoroughly?
It does not mean that one is not postgraduate, he cannot read other books. Mm-hmm. spiritual life is not a stereotype like that. But when he is not postgraduate, it is little difficult for him to understand the statement of it's like in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Parasattvam Paramiha. That there is no superior truth than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you have not studied Srimad Bhagavatam, you will not understand this statement. If you understand, yes, Chaitanya is the supreme truth, then it is to understand your gadget. And if you are not, then it will be difficult for you to understand.
The more we understand Srimad Bhagavatam, the more we will understand the Chaitanya.
Yes. I need to understand Bhagavatam thoroughly. Then you can understand Chaitanya Charitamrita. But if you have not understood Bhagavatam, then you cannot understand Chaitanya Charitamrita. The simple statement, Na Chaitanya Krishna Parapattam Paramiha. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita today,
that's
bothering. That means you are not reading. You are simply referring. This is the difficulty. Without thoroughly reading something, we bring so many questions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ever published Bahu Shastra Mahaprabhu. Don't bother yourself reading so many books at a time. It's puzzled. Jagat-taitam Brahma Upanishadi Tadapasvatanuha.
I don't believe there's an index in this first line.
I don't believe the first chapter is fine.
In the first 17 verses, what is described is the Upanishad.
Advaita.
Yada Advaita.
Brahma Upanishad.
Yadadvaitam Brahmapat Upanishadi Tadapyasya Sanupa Yatmanta Yani Purusha Itiso Asyamsa Vibhavaha Sadaishvayai Purno Yaiha Bhagavan Sasvayam Ayams The Chaitanya Krishnaj Jagati Paratattvam Param Iha. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman, but the effulgence of his body, and the Lord known as the Supersoul, is but his localized plenary portion. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to him.
This is the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, will anyone be able to understand this verse? Everything is stated there, what is Chaitanya. Will everyone be able to understand it? That is the proof that is not graduate. If he is graduate, then he should understand. That's what is possible.
One must understand Bhagavad Gita before Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes. There, Jagadvaita Brahma Upanishadi, that means he must understand the Upanishad. He must understand what is Brahma. So without understanding this, how he can understand Chaitanya Charitamrita? It is explained there, but the passage is. What is that? Is there any explanation?
No, not purport to this.
So, farther off, there is
explanation.
Yes. Find out.
What did you say? How does one know when he has the understanding of Bhagavad Gita?
One has understood Bhagavad Gita, who surrenders to Krishna. Because Krishna says, Tavadharmam Prithivya Mamikam Saranam Raja, that the essence of all knowledge is to surrender to me, to give up all other duties. But when he takes that instruction, his life and soul, he has understood Bhagavad Gita.
Is that alright?
Same verse again in the second chapter. Upanishads, which are considered the most elevated portion of the Vedic literature, are meant for persons who desire to get free from material association and who therefore approach a bona fide spiritual master for enlightenment. The preface, Upa, indicates that one must receive knowledge about the absolute truth from a spiritual master. One who has faith in the spiritual master actually receives transcendental instruction, and as his attachment for material life slackens, he is able to advance on the spiritual path. Knowledge of the transcendental science of the Upanishads.
Very good, boss. Got here, eh?
Yes, boss.
Knowledge of the transcendental science of the Upanishads can free one from the entanglement of existence in the material world. And when thus liberated, one can be elevated to the spiritual kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by advancement in spiritual life. The beginning of spiritual enlightenment is realization of impersonal Brahman. Such realization is effected by gradual negation of material variegatedness. Impersonal Brahman realization is the partial, distant experience of the absolute truth that one achieves through the rational approach. It is compared to one seeing a hill from a distance and taking it to be a smoky cloud. A hill is not a smoky cloud, but it appears to be one from a distance because of our imperfect vision. In imperfect or smoky realization of the absolute truth, spiritual variegatedness is conspicuous by its absence. This experience is therefore called Advaita Vaj, or realization of the oneness of the Absolute. The impersonal glowing effulgence of Brahman consists only of the personal bodily rays of the Supreme Godhead Sri Krishna. Since Sri Gaura Sundar, or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is identical with Sri Krishna himself, the Brahman effulgence consists of the rays of his transcendental body. Similarly, the Supersoul, which is called the Paramatma, is a plenary representation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Antaryami, the Supersoul in everyone's heart, is the controller of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Lord Krishna says, Sarvasya Taham Hridi Sani Vishta, I am situated in everyone's heart. Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Bhagavad Gita also states, 5th chapter 29th verse, Bhoktarang Jagya Tapatang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, indicating that the Supreme Lord, acting in his expansion as the Supersoul, is the proprietor of everything. Similarly, the Brahma Sanghita states, Andantarasta Paramanu Tayantarastam, the Lord is present everywhere, within the heart of every living entity, and within each and every atom as well. Thus, by this Supersoul feature, the Lord is all-pervading. Furthermore, Lord Chaitanya is also the master of all wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because he is Sri Krishna himself. He is described as Purna, or complete. In the feature of Lord Chaitanya, the Lord is an ideal renouncer, just as Sri Rama was an ideal king. He accepted the order of sannyas and exemplified exceedingly wonderful principles in his own life. No one can compare to him in the order of sannyas.
Not like this.
Although in Kali Yuga, acceptance of the sannyas order is generally forbidden, Lord Chaitanya accepted it because he is complete in renunciation. Others cannot imitate him, but can only follow in his footsteps as far as possible. Those who are unfit for this order of life are strictly forbidden by the injunctions of the Shastras to accept it. Lord Chaitanya, however, is complete in renunciation, as well as all other opulences. He is therefore the highest principle of the absolute truth.
by an analytical study of the truth of Lord Chaitanya, one will find that he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. No one is greater than or even equal to him. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, Mata parataram nanjat kinshudasti dananjaya. The conquering wealth of Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Bhagavad Gita 7.7. Thus it is here confirmed that there is no truth higher than Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The impersonal Brahman is the goal of those who cultivate the study of books of transcendental knowledge. And the super soul is the goal of those who perform the yoga practices. One who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead surpasses realization of both Brahman and Paramatma, because Bhagavan is the ultimate platform of absolute knowledge. The Personality of Godhead is the complete form of Satchit-Ananda, full life, knowledge, and bliss. By realization of the Sat portion of the complete whole, unlimited existence, one realizes the impersonal Brahman of the Lord. By realization of the Chit portion of the complete whole, unlimited knowledge, one can realize the localized aspect of the Lord, Paramatma. But neither of these partial realizations of the complete whole can help one realize Ananda or complete bliss. Without such realization of Ananda, knowledge of the Absolute Truth is incomplete. This verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is confirmed by a parallel statement in the Tattva Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. In the eighth part of Tattva Sandarbha, it is said that the Absolute Truth is sometimes approached as impersonal Brahman, which, although spiritual, is only a partial representation of the Absolute Truth. Narayana, the predominating deity in Vaikuntha, is to be known as an expansion of Sri Krishna. But Sri Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the object of the transcendental love of all living entities.
Well, is it clear? Didn't that say easy? That's what it is supposed to.
Can these things be understood theoretically, Srila Prabhupada, or is realization required?
Yeah, no, you're telling me, sir. It'd be easier theory to learn.
Srila Prabhupada, can realization be had through service without theoretical understanding?
This whole science is understood through service. Everything becomes revealed. Sivan Mukhihi Jubhago Samayo Surasa. Revelation. Everything is revelation unless one is very sincere. There is no revelation.
The Prabhupada is described a gradual process of realizing Krishna, but does the devotee go through this level of understanding Brahman, then Paramatma, then? It was described how the different levels of understanding the Absolute, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Does the devotee gradually go through these levels, or does he immediately realize Bhagavan when his service is perfect?
That depends on his capacity. first on the head and the
Sharon said that our actual realization comes from action. So we are building a thing of God, and we are taking to be our teaching, our life itself.
Here's your question.
My question is, how do we
but his question is, will one become realized by continually engaging in emotional service? That actually is a bona fide representative of this process.
The question is that his service is here in New Vrindavan under Kirtananda Maharaj. Serving the representative of the spiritual master, is that as good as serving the spiritual master? We get the same result.
I don't think that was a question, no. I understood the question. Is service to the Supreme Lord the same as realization of the Absolute?
That is the Absolute.
Is service to the Supreme Lord the same as realization of the Absolute?
Yes. Absolute means there is no difference. Krishna and Krishna service, yes.
That's to say that if one Rameti Paramatmeti Bhagavani Kishabhita, that if one simply goes on serving, engaging in all different sorts of activity for the satisfaction of Krishna, but he never, in this lifetime at least, has realization of Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan.
What is the difficult? Everything is explained. By seeing the sun, one can understand. The sun shine, the sun glow, and the sun rot. There are three things within the sun globe. There is the sun god, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yang we was the Yugam Kaptavana Homamba. I spoke to Vivasat. So there is a person Vivasat. And the globe is there, I see. And the sunshine is there. So as you do that, you understand. Three things are there. The person within the sun globe, Vibhasata, is there. Otherwise, how Krishna could speak with him? He says, one Vibhasata is Yogam, and to Vibhasata I spoke, but there is a person. And we can see the globe, and we can see the sunshine. Is there any difficulty? Similarly, the Brahma is the sunshine, right? And Paramatma is the sun glow, and Bhagavan is the sun god. This sun is one example from this example we can understand carefully. Why is it difficult? Sit down, Papa. Brahmaiti Paramatma is Bhagavani Sita. They, as heat and light, all of them are the same. In the sunshine, there is heat and light. In the sun globe, there is heat and light. And within the sun globe, there is heat and light. But the temperature is different. You can tolerate the heat and light of the sunshine. But if you go to the sun globe, you feel it. Temperature is so high. It requires a special quality. Similarly, from heat and light point of view, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, the same. Everywhere there is heat and light, but the temperature is different. So one who understands Brahma, he cannot understand Paramatma. He understands, but not as thoroughly. Similarly, one who understands Paramatma, he can understand Bhagavan. But if you understand Bhagavan, then you understand Paramatma Brahma.
So we should simply try to understand Krishna?
Yes. No. Try to understand everything, but understanding Krishna, you understand everything. Jasmin vijnate sarvamayikam vijnatam bhavam. And because you do not understand Krishna, therefore you do not understand Brahma, you do not understand Bhava. But if you understand Krishna, then it is so. Automatically understood. We have not understood Brahma, Paramatma, because we have not understood Krishna. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the source of everything. So Brahma is also from Krishna. Paramatma is also from Krishna. And so other Bhagavans, there are so many Bhagavans also. They are from Krishna. So if you understand Krishna, you can understand everything. And as if Nashunagi say that we have not understood it, that we have not understood this. They cannot understand. Just like Mahabhadi, they do not understand Krishna. Therefore, they do not understand Brahma. And therefore they fall down. Because they have not understood either Brahma or Krishna. Patanti adha. This is stated in the Shastra. Because they have not understood Krishna, even they have gone up to the Brahma, they cannot stand there before them. Again, they come to the material world. The Mahabhadi, they say, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, Brahma is truth, and this material world is false. They take sannyas, but after some time, they fall down again, take for other businesses than Brahma or in the material world. Just like our Vivekananda, he came to the Western country to preach Vedanta, and he has advertised that whole America has become Vedanta. The proof of Vedanta is when he returned to India, he became very enthusiastic to open hospitals like the Christian mission. In the material world is false, so why he is trying to open hospitals? Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitha. Jagat is Mitha. So why is the Mitha platform he is taking credit by opening hospitals?
Well, as long as people are suffering, they can't realize that they're God.
So you cannot stop the suffering. You are also suffering from the same disease. So don't say that Jagat Mitha. If they are suffering, that's a fact. But how do you say it is Mitha? It is false. If it is Mitha, then why you are affected by the suffering? That's some question. That means not realizing.
Yeah.
Contradictory. If you feel the suffering, then why you call it mitha? It is fact. Why do you say it is mitha? That means you have not realized it. You are accepting suffering as mitha. We say suffering is not mitha, it is fact. But if you want to save from suffering, then you get out of this material. We don't say that the suffering is mitha, or this world is mitha, we don't say that. We are offering this flower to Krishna, not as mitha. It is a means of service. What shall I say? It is mitha. By offering, Krishna says, Tattram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Dumi Bhakta Pradishthas. By offering a little flower, how can I say this is mitha? Bhava Vishra Jati is mitha. If it is mitha, we can approach the Sattva. By hundreds of falsehoods can make one truth. Krishna says that if you offer me a little flower, so how can I say this is mitha? It's not mitha. It is sattva. When it is sattva, when it is offered to Krishna. And when you take it for yourself, that is mitha. That is it. You cannot enjoy it. If you enjoy it, you go to hell. If you offer to Krishna, you go to him. So how can you say it is mitha? You cannot approach Krishna or something mitha. Then Krishna becomes mitha. There are so many things to be studied. We don't say it. Like that. We find there is relationship of Krishna with everything. When we find the beautiful role, we find the intelligence of Krishna. By Krishna's intelligence, it has come out so nice, fragrant, beautiful. They say it is made by nature. That is nonsense. Krishna says, Maya dhaksena patiti shvati sukharata. So, under Krishna's direction, nature has made it so beautiful. That is fair. Therefore, I find there is hand of Krishna in this flower. So, Krishna has made this, this is Krishna's property, this should be offered to Krishna. That is okay. We are not offering something mithya to Krishna. In fact, prapunchikataya buddhya pari sambandhi bhaktam mamukshubhi parityaga phalgu vairagya bhaktam. It is made by Krishna. If you say, no, I don't touch this guy. So how it is carried there? You are not prepared. You touch or not touch, it doesn't matter. If you say, no, no, it is material, I don't touch. So you may not touch it, but you do not know it is not material, it is spiritual, it is made by Krishna. So you have to study deeply. Everything is Amsarva Saprava. Krishna says, I am the source of everything. So the flower is also from Krishna. Janmata Sivataha. From whom everything is emanating. The flower is also within the everything. How can I say it is false? This is Krishna consciousness.
If we can't understand Brahman, unless we understand Krishna.
Yes, that is real understanding. And without Krishna, if we understand Brahma, Sattva, Jagat, Mithya, then we fall down.
But it means then you have to come to full understanding before
you can do it. Yes, that means those who are simply trying to understand Brahma, they are not understanding.
What does it mean, gradual process, gradual advancement in transcendental?
Gradual process, just like you are here in the sunshine. So if you are intelligent, you'll understand that the temperature in the sunshine and the temperature in the sun grow different. So Brahma understanding is the lowest stage. Paramatma understanding, little hard. And Bhagavan understanding is something. That is very good. And these Mahavadis, they do not try to understand Krishna. They are satisfied only by understanding Brahma. That was the problem. Arudhya kichena param padana tata patanti adha anadhita. There is no standing. the impersonal teacher, there's a sky. Go very high in the sky. You do not see anymore this planet, Earth. Neither you see anything, you'll be mad. Then you'll find out how to go back again. You cannot stay there in that condition. Although they say, so am I. No, you cannot stay there. Just imagine, if you go very high and you do not see any other thing, only star, will you be able to stay in that condition? You go in the sea, when you do not find anything, all water, you become very much anxious. Where is land? Where is land? And as soon as you have a glimpse of land, island, you become the land. This is impersonal understanding. It is simple imagination. That simply by Brahma understanding, he will be happy. That's not possible.
Srila Prabhupada, and even Brahman has to be understood in relationship to Krishna. Even Brahman has to be understood.
Yes, that is real understanding.
Brahmano Vita Krishna.
Now, where from this brilliance have come?
From the earth.
Get out this brilliance from us, you scientists. By Krishna's manipulation, here it is. Everyone knows it has come from us. In the earth there is no such brilliance, where from it came. So therefore, it is there. It is understood. But you get it out.
So we can take the chemicals and mix them to the straighter.
Take the chemicals?
Yes. We can analyze the chemical structure and...
No, the flower has taken directly without any chemical addition. You do that. It is a fact, the flavor is there within the earth. To take the flavor. Extract the flavor. Not only this flavor, there are different flavors, all everything there. There are so many flowers coming out. Sarvakama dubha mahi. Mahi means heart. Everything is coming out from the earth. But not in your attempt. It is Krishna's attempt that he can take out. Out of so many different flavors, everything is there within the earth. But Krishna's manipulation takes the different colors, different flavors, different bodies, everything. That is Krishna's manipulation. Maya Dakshina. It's like in our kitchen, we have got the ingredients, rice, dal, atta, ghee. But the expert can prepare hundreds of people. That expert is and if one is not expert, even the ingredients are there, it's spoil anything. He'll mix it, atta with butter, then put ghee, or just put rice. This is it. We have to become expert. If you become a clerk, then he'll go very nice, puri, dal, rice, heart, and that's all the merit. India. And if you're not a clerk, then he's quiet. So, Krishna is a clerk, and Krishna Bhakta is a clerk, because he takes lesson from Krishna. So for them, this is not mitha. Rascals who spoil it, they think it is mitha. He could not do anything. He missed it, a pongal mindset, and because he could not get any result, he said mitha. Mm. Disappointed. And one who knows, he knows how to utilize it. Just like we are utilizing the cow and so many nice weapons. And this is actual killing.
Yeah.
Finish.
Then they want to say that this is mitzvah, that Krishna consciousness is mitzvah.
Whatever we say practically, see.
Yeah. They do not know how to use the cow. Yes,
he said that it's a sour grape philosophy.
Huh?
A sour grape philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Get together.
Sour grape. The fox.
Ah.
He wanted to taste the grape, but he couldn't, so he shook their little bit.
You do not know a spot. So, if he is well, under the guidance of Krishna, then he also becomes a spot. And Krishna expertly service or intelligence. We can see in the class, so many class. So why shall I not take shelter of Krishna? Sarvadharman parityajya. That is it. That is it. We see Krishna's expertly manipulation. So, if you take Krishna's shelter, at least we shall get little intelligence. Gudami buddhi yogam. He gets the intelligence directly from me. And that is what. Why it is foolishly dealing with this rice, dal, and make it spoil everything. Me, little expert from Krishna, you understand? And make everything nice. Krishna personally teaches how to deal with cows. You know what? So the example of killing the cows. He maintained the cow, the cup. He was distributing butter into the monkey. And the pasturing ground became muddy on account of milk dropping from the bad. This is Krishna. And he is personally taking care. So why the Krishna's devotee should not do it? Give protection to the cow and utilize the milk. That is one of the items of Krishna's answer. We are not keeping house and dogs. You're keeping cow because you're Krishna conscious. Krishna did not kill so many dogs as nowadays so many big men are keeping dogs. Krishna doing that? If we follow Krishna in his pastime, then we are perfect. Practically done. We have nothing in hand if we simply follow what Krishna has done. In a step with us, then you become perfect.
How can we perfectly follow what Krishna, only what Krishna has said? The other evening he said that be patient, he is always a fool and a rascal.
But one should not remain a fool and a rascal. If the doctor has given the formula, you have to follow it. He says, don't eat this, stay in bed, sleep so much, you have to do it, otherwise you'll stay sick.
You remain a rascal. If you don't follow the steps, so what do you want? You remain a rascal or make advance? What do you want? Huh?
Come again.
Then follow? If you willfully deny the rascal, that is a different. And as you will follow, you will follow. Everywhere you'll find Krishna in truth. He says, Maya Bhakti. They explain nature. And they cannot explain what is nature. We can explain. Nature is a system which is being handled by Krishna. That is real and real. Nature, we can see that from nature, this flower is coming, this flower is coming. But why not? They say accidentally. If it is accident, why in the plant of this flower, sometimes rose is not coming accidentally? And why from the rose plant, not accidentally this flower is coming? So where is the question of accident? You have not experienced such accident. The same plant, the same fruit, flower has come. Where is a proof by accident? Another flower has come. Where is the proof? So why do they say like that, accident?
Because they don't want to accept God.
No, accept God or not, where the accident theory comes.
Well, if they don't give some explanation, then they'll be...
Some explanation, they have to give something, a police explanation. The policeman will accept that.
Yeah.
Not a sender. If you say by accident, then I will say, why not accident? In the history of the world, when the rose plants, or some other flower has come up. If man has come from monkey, why not coming now? Well, they give so many foolish propositions. Only fools will accept. Anyone has little reasoning power, you know, they understand that these are all crazy fellows talking all nonsense. We have got little formula to understand that if one is not Krishna conscious, he has no good quality. He cannot say anything as a qualified person. That is the test. Mura. Immediately say, Mura. Let the Mura speak all nonsense. Why should we question that? This is Krishna. As soon as you find somebody not Krishna conscious, not in the devotee of you, you can reject. He's a rest. And he is after. Not only blindly you are rejecting, but with reason. So one learned Brahmin, he said, all life starts from the story of Krishna. I cannot believe all this. And a cobbler, he began to cry. Oh, Krishna is so great. He can tell. Because he not only asked, he saw. The learned Brahmin refused to accept. And this problem has been so absorbed that he's crying, oh, Krishna is doing. So he asked him, do you believe this? Yes? Amen? So how do you believe this? Now I'm sitting under this banyan tree, and so many banyan fruits are falling down, and I can see there are hundreds and thousands of seeds within the pig, and each seed contains a million tree. So how can I not believe? If within the seed a big million tree can be kept, what is the difficulty for Krishna to pull the elephant through the hole up in it? He has not reason. He is not blindly believing. How the scientist who does not believe in God, he can explain that within the small tree there is a big banyan tree. Let them do that. By chemical composition, make little seed. As I told, make little egg. You cannot do anything. It's still there, so proud.
Yesterday we read Srila Prabhupada, these are the quality of the demons. They have arrogance and pride, and their philosophy is there's no God in the soul. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita.
The next story, the cobbler actually was more advanced than the Brahmin. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that anyone can approach me, even the three sutras, Yuja Bandhu, they can all approach the supreme destination. Then in the next verse he says, how much greater than the Brahmins, the righteous, the devotees, the saintly kings. I was wondering, how are they greater?
I do not understand it.
I do not understand how they are greater than the person who
you have got your spiritual master and you. If somebody said that you can come into the anyone of you can come in this car, so spiritual master goes, you also go. So does it mean that the spiritual master is not greater than you? Do you think like that?
No.
Then it is the same thing. Suppose Krishnananda Maharaj has brought this star. So he says, all of you can come. So I go, you go. That is mean? Does it mean that you and your spiritual master is equal? Do you think like that? It is the same thing. Everyone can go to Godhead, there is no doubt. But still, there is difference between Brahmana, Kshatriya, Shudra. So far going into the car, the equal right is there. But it does not mean that your spiritual master or the next group, they are not greater than you. Don't think like that. The same car, so Krishnananda Maharaj is dying, I am also there, you are also. Does it mean that we are all equal? There must be division. The light is given to everyone. It does not mean that immediately we become all one. It is Krishna's mercy that he accepted everyone. Come on. But the distinction is there. We are inviting everyone to partage Krishna Prasadam. But it means that immediately all of you have become of the equal rank. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so kind, but still there are distinctions when you are taking prasadam, personal associates, you are sitting, is it not? So, this is called Madhyada. Madhyada means honor. That must, that varieties must be there. Otherwise you become Mayabaji. Everything is equal. All one. This is my answer. No variety. There must be variety. That is what something is. And as soon as you make it variety less, all equal. So that is my answer. It's even in this prava. You see also prava, you see also self. Does it mean we are on the same rank? This is understand. Together they look very beautiful. But if you take separate value, then it is valuable than this prava. That distinction was to be. If somebody says, I'm accepting even the leaf in this garland, and how to speak of rose? It is like that. Krishna says that. That doesn't mean leaf and rose are the same value. For making a beautiful garland, I am accepting everything. Mr. Garland looks very nice. But individually, the leaf has value, the rose has value, the flower has value. Not that, because they are put together, they are equal value. This is both material.
In democracy, they say everyone...
Nonsense, democracy. What is that? Don't talk about this nonsense stuff. In democracy, communism is still there where it is. But you make a president. Let everyone become president.
That's what they've done. Now the children are searching.
They have not done. Has everyone got the president's power? Why is it? How do they say that they have got? Everyone equal? That is not possible. This is your imagination. Manorathena asasu dhavatu hi. Everything is there in the Bhagavatam. Prava vasta sakuto mahadaguna. These rascals who are not Krishna conscious, they have no value. They are simply speculating within the mind, manorathena, and they will act all abominable. Because they are the mental platform. I say, I think like this, he will say, I think like this. And nobody, no, none of us, perfect. But what is the use of your thinking like this, the thinking like that? Both of them are imperfect. So, if so many rascals sit together, a dog, they simply bark. That's all. It is no hell. So our propaganda is that don't remain in the dog flesh. Come to the human place. That is the there it is that we see all dogs meet together and pass a resolution. Then it is God. That is the one. Democracy means like that. The dog is kept as dog and they assemble together to take their vote. What is the value of the vote? Because they are dogs. How publicly says this? Where? The United Nations is an assembly of barking dogs. That's it. And they publish it.
And by the way, the divine grace has come to hound us.
It was so close to the Master Shri Prabhupada who was giving meditation courses to them.
That is another cheating. In meditation, whatever nonsense they are doing, you know, nobody knows. Bhavar Satruna. If you become dumb, you have no enemy. Tavatya Sovate Mukha Javat Sinti Navayat. A rascal is beautiful so long, he does not speak. So better meditation, don't speak. Nobody will detect you. This is that. If you speak, then you will be detected what you are. And if you sleep by closing meditation, then nobody asks what you are doing also. This is meditation. Meditation is another cheating. That is Prahlad Maharaj has detected. Find out this word, some kind.
This Sri Chinmoy, he's supposed to be the resident guru with the United Nations.
Whatever he knows, we have got our own problem.
He did a practical demonstration of what he said a person who is in touch with God can be capable of doing if he allows himself to become an instrument of God. So for 8 months, he painted continually, and he produced 27,000 paintings. And he said that this was proof that he was God realized.
Mona, the word beneath is Mona.
Mona, silence. Mona Vrata Svita Sukho Ajayana. Mona Vrata Svita Sukho Jayana Svadharma Yakya Raho Japa Sama Jaya Apavarja Praya parang purusha te vajitendriyanang bharata havatyuta navarata tu da vikana.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are 10 prescribed methods on the path to liberation. To remain silent, not to speak to anyone, to observe vows, to amass all kinds of Vedic knowledge, to undergo austerities, to study the Vedas and other Vedic literatures, to execute the duties of Varnashram Dharma, to explain the Shastras, to stay in a solitary place, to chant mantras silently, and to be absorbed in chant. These different methods for liberation are generally only a professional practice and means of livelihood for those who
means
are
of livelihood.
Means of livelihood for those who have not conquered their senses. Because such persons are falsely proud, these procedures may not be successful.
You can gain some prestigious position from another person, but that will not solve the problem. What is the purpose there?
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, 15th verse. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana adhang bhunvanti karchnyeya karchnyena niharam eva bhaskaraha. Only a person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate the fog by its rays. The real purpose of human life is to attain liberation from material entanglement. Such liberation may be achieved by many methods. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha. But all of them more or less depend on tapasya, austerity, which begins with celibacy. Sukadeva Goswami says that those who are Vasudeva Parayana, who have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, automatically achieve the results of mauna, silence, vrata, vows, and other such methods simply by discharging devotional service.
Just for example, mauna. Mauna means don't talk rubbish. Hey, it is better to not to talk than to talk foolish. So mauna is meant for them who cannot talk about Krishna. Better stop talk. Mauna brata. Because he does not know Krishna, he'll talk all nonsense. So sometimes the spiritual master says that he remains silent for 12 years. So, instead of talking nonsense, he remains silent for 12 years. That is mauna. Because as soon as he'll talk, he'll be captured where he is. Better not to talk. This is mauna brata. But one who is devotee, finally, he'll talk about Krishna. Pātānsi vaikuntha gunānu manna. All is talking about Krishna. Why is he silent? If he remains silent, then people will not get the benefit. Let him speak all of Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says there, jare dako tare kaho Krishna. Whomever you meet, you simply talk about Krishna, what he is talking about Bhagavad Gita. You become Guru. So why Guru is talk? We'll speak. But what kind of speaking? But Krishna has spoken. Not nonsense. Not like that. I've sent to so many pictures. That's where I've become Roger. Well, Bhagavan says, by painting pictures on the... He doesn't say. Krishna doesn't say. He has invented. So, therefore our test is whether he's a bona fide guru, whether he's talking what Krishna has said, then he's guru. Otherwise, the rest. That's all. Finish. Why should he bother? This is the test. If he's speaking, repeating the same thing what Krishna said, then he's guru. If he's talking something else, then he's Asya. Anyway, take it. So if you know this art, how to detect the rascal and guru, the test is already there. That is evident. Krishna says, Mamekam Saranam Vade. So, Guru, he says, Saranam to Krishna. He'll never say that I have become Krishna. He's simply Saranam. To Saranam to Krishna means Saranam to Guru also. He'll learn it. So, Krishna is now dead. Now I have become Krishna. That's it. Immediate. So to test the guru and a rascal, there is no difficulty. If we are well conversant with the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, there is no question. Krishna says, Jayamam paramam goyam, madhvakti, kuramidāsaki. This confidence and knowledge, what is that? Sarva dharmān paritvajya māvaya. One who is teaching this confidential knowledge, just surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, Lord, he is my dearmost friend. He becomes dearmost friend of Krishna. Simply say what Krishna says. Why do you speak all other nonsense things? He immediately becomes the dearmost friend of Krishna. And if you manufacture, then you are arrested. Why shall I accept arrested? We shall accept the dearmost friend of Krishna as Guru. That is what. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when he was asked by Grihastha devotee, what should be the behavior of a Vaishnava? He immediately says, Asasanga Tagi Vaishnavacha. Give up the company of all rascals. Asat. Asat means those who are rascals. That is Vaishnava. Do not mix with all rascals. Asat. How shall I know who is rascal and who is not rascal? Asat at Sri Sangi, Krishna Bhaktar. One is too much attached with woman, he is rascal. Another rascal, he is not a devotee of Krishna. That's all. So we have got everything, test tube, put the test tube, and then this. If one is Sri-sangi, Sri-sangi means not only the man or woman, one who are very much sexually attached, a vigilant spirit, one should give up his company. And another aspect, who is not a devotee of his, but finished. So if you want to be Vaishnava, you must give up the company of these two rascals. Then your progress is guaranteed. Have you seen this? There is no difficulty to distinguish between rascals and intelligent, guru and brahma, everything is there. And to become a perfect Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asasanga tyagi, don't talk even with these rascals. But sometimes in the preaching world we have to talk with such rascals, but not to take their theory, but to teach them our theory. If you become defeated by their theory, then you are not a preacher. Don't preach, that is. You are not fit for teaching. If you become overcome by that teaching, then you are finished. So preacher is Madhyam Adhikari, a non-devotee, he can preach. Manishtha Adhikari should be engaged in temple work. Very nice. Then gradually he will come to the Madhyam Adhikari. So, it preaches that he is Madhyama Adhikari. A Kanishtha Adhikari cannot become free. who is in the lowest state of devotional service, he cannot become Krishna. He will be conquered by the Asura. And Madhvam Adhikari, he knows how to deal with Asura. At least he does not mix with them, that's all. If he cannot defeat them, he should have heard them. Because that valuable time, it will lie for preaching Krishna consciousness, a person who is inclusive to hear. Balish means innocent. He wants to know something about Krishna. Better deal with him than with the rascals and worse guys. Better avoid the rascals. Just like in hospital, emergency cases, the doctors, when they see that this person is hopeless, he does not take that. But when there is hope, this is medicine and dry food. The hopeless condition better not, don't stop it. That is Vaishnava. Then he will even say, hopeless person, don't waste your time talking with them. Hishare, Kadavineshu, Balisheshu, this is the fourth observation. Bhagavan, Hishara, Prem, Lata. Ishara, Prema Maitri, friendship with devotees. And Kripa, mercy, to the innocent person. Upekha, no problem. Don't waste time talking with all this nonsense. Better utilize, and properly utilize the time by instructing a person with no sense and eager to hear. Right. So this Mauna Vratas Tapas Kuti.
Mauna Vrata Sruta Tapo Adhyayana Sadhan. Yatya Raho Japa Samajaya Apavajya. Praya Parang Purusate to Aditendriyanam.
These things are meant for Aditendriya, who could not control the senses. Aditendriya. And who has engaged his senses in the service of the Lord. They are not Aditendri. If you have engaged your mind in Krishna, the mind is the king of senses, then your senses cannot be misled. Samayi manak Krishna padarvinda vachansi vaikuntha. If your mind is always in Krishna, manvana bhavamad bhakta, then what do you speak except Krishna? If you speak nonsense, that means your mind is not engaged in Krishna. The mind is the center of all sensual activities. If your mind is always in Krishna, how you can talk nonsense? Samayi manak Krishna pada vachansi vaikuntha gunanta. He is always engaged in talking about Krishna. That is what. So, if you speak our mind, knowledge, in Krishna consciousness, then there is no question of mauna. Because we have to talk about Krishna. If we talk about Krishna, what Krishna has said, then I am benefited, and the audience is also benefited. Take Bhagavad Gita and talk. So those who are Krishna devotees, they will gladly hear. Those who are inquisitive, innocent, they will also hear. And the Dishas, those who are anywhere, they will. That's good. Clear. Talk about Krishna. And that is Krishna. Don't talk anything.
The
Bhagavad, how can
we give up our enviousness and reluctance to serve the Master and the other devotees?
And then?
And then, being suffering, ended by serving. We serve the devotees, we follow the instructions of the Master, and this way the mind becomes the best friend.
A devotee is never envious of another devotee. He is not a devotee. Tadubhineshu maitri. One is devotee. You have to make friendship with them. How you can help them?
Iti namine nama om Krishna Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti namine